60 seconds, 3 contestants, 1 prize. And the clock.
And the clock.
Is ticking.
Is ticking.
Oh, don't know. Guess.
Fast.
Fast.
It's time to play Mooney's Monday Quiz.
Right, now we've got Katrina in, and Katrina is from Donegal. Did you watch the match yesterday?
I did. I watched it in Donegal, Derek.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. It was up in Donegal. Next best thing to being in Croke Park was to be in Donegal yesterday, and I watched it with my parents and my in-laws, and I had a perfect Donegal day because I woke up yesterday morning and I put on the radio and I switched over from RTE Radio 1 to Highland Radio, the local radio station.
Oh, I thought you were moving the dial
somewhere else. No, I didn't move the dial that far. To Highland Radio, who were broadcasting live from Dublin from the Regency Hotel in Drumcondra, and it was great coverage to listen in all morning long. You felt like you were there. And then I went off to Rathmullen Beach and the sun was shining and I had a lovely walk and I bought myself a bottle of Football Special in the shop on the
What's
way back.
What's Football Special?
Football Special is a fizzy drink that's unique to Donegal, made by McDade's, and it's a mixed fruit, purpley kind of colour, very sweet, gorgeous fizzy drink.
Why is it called a Football Special?
It's called a Football Special because years ago they invented this fizzy drink to celebrate a local football team winning a football cup. You've put me on the spot now. I don't know the exact details.
No, but you can find it before
But they filled the cup full of this fizzy drink anyway, and I think they all drank from it and it became known as Football Special.
Okay.
And it has been a Donegal institution ever since.
It's a non-alcoholic drink today.
It's a non-alcoholic drink, yeah, and they make fizzy banana and they make all kinds of lovely, really sweet drinks. But I, you've heard of a Coke float where you take Coke and ice cream and put them together. Well, I had it.
Yes, but I haven't had it for a long time. Now that you mention it, it's a long time since I've had a
Football Special
Coke float.
And a float. Coke float.
I had a Football Special float. Yeah, float.
So you had ice cream.
Ice cream and
vanilla
Football
or something
Special.
In it.
Absolutely beautiful. And then I watched the match, which was a little bit disappointing to say the least. Very thrilling at the end. We thought we were going to get the draw at the very last minute and then we didn't get it, but it was very disappointing. But a lovely Donegal
day. So were the people in Donegal where you were they devastated?
Of course they were devastated, because when I drove up to Donegal at the weekend,
what does it mean? It's only an old game.
Every second car had a flag flying. Every house had a flag outside.
Actually,
people were walking
there was
around in their jerseys.
Between the towns in Donegal.
Yeah, we had bunting in Milford, loads of bunting
it's
up everywhere.
It's not the Eurovision.
No, it's definitely not.
I mean,
not
come
the,
on, will you? Clap on, get a life. It's not the Eurovision Song Contest.
No, but the whole county was so excited. Important. And everywhere you went, I was shopping in Letterkenny on Saturday, and everywhere they had flags flying and signs up around the Dry Arch roundabout and all over Letterkenny wishing
the dry
team
what?
Well. The Dry Arch roundabout.
The Dry
it's just,
what?
It's just the name of a
arch.
Roundabout. Arch.
The Dry what?
The Dry Arch roundabout.
Say it three times really quickly.
Dry arch, dry arch, dry arch.
All right,
roundabout.
Great accent, haven't you? Pretty clear enunciation.
So it was very, very disappointing anyway. Look, we can't be bad losers, you know. Well done to Kerry and all the rest.
Yes, congratulations.
Very magnanimous, Katrina.
Thanks,
to the
Brenda.
Kingdom.
Thanks, Brenda. We'll be back next year.
And I'm not a little English man. Did somebody call me a little Englishman? Did you see that at the top of the programme?
No, I didn't see that, no.
Said I had no interest in the GAA because I was really a little Englishman. Cheek of them. Right, okay, let's get on to today's players. Who have we got, player number one?
Okay.
Anybody from Kerry?
No, nobody from Kerry.
Anybody from Donegal?
No.
Okay.
We've got Tipperary,
oh,
Galway
yeah,
and Cork
well,
on the
can
quiz
we start
today.
With Tipperary?
We can start with Tipperary. Do you want me to tell you what they're playing for today? They're playing for a weekend break for 2 nights in the 4-star Killishy House Hotel and Spa in Naas in County Kildare. You get 1 superior double room for 2 people, breakfast on both mornings, dinner on an evening of your choice in the hotel's fine dining restaurant, and they have a wedding fair showcase or a wedding showcase coming up the first weekend in October for anybody who's thinking about getting married in Killishy House. So that's for the winner. Runners up today are going to get a copy of The Way That I Went by the late field botanist Robert Lloyd Prager, on which the award-winning TV series Secret of the Irish Landscape was
How
based.
Did you come about that? Have they reproduced it or something like that?
Yes. Collins Press have this out at the moment, yeah, for anybody who wants to buy it.
It's a must for any field naturalist or anybody with a passing interest.
Currently in bookshops and a beautiful book. And everybody who takes part in the quiz, Derek, will get a Mooney Pride watch.
Very good indeed. All right, and go and see. By the way, there's a movie on at the moment called Pride, and it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. I was telling the guys last week, but I only thought it came out last week. Apparently it came out a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And it's about a gay and lesbian group who decided in the 80s to raise funds for the striking miners. Do you remember the big miner strike in 1985? It ended on the 4th of March. I remember because it's my birthday as it happened. But the miner strike and all that Margaret Thatcher business and all the riots and everything else. And this group decided they were going to raise money to help the miners. And they rang around lots of miners' associations and they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take the money. They didn't want to know they hung up on them because they were a gay and lesbian group. But one group did. And it's about the relationship between that community in Wales and this group. And it is a terrific movie if you get to go and if you get a chance to go and see it. On the other hand, if you want a movie to avoid, avoid walking through tombstones or with tombstones. Liam Neeson's latest offering. Liam Neeson is a terrific actor, but this film is brutal. Anyway, player number one is?
Player number one is Claire Dillon in Thurles in County Tipperary.
Claire, how are you?
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Have you got a spare Tipperary flag?
A county flag? Hardly.
Well, will you be putting them up now for the big match next week?
Well, the place is littered with flags at the moment for the repeat final.
Yeah, because I'm going to put one up out my window. I've decided. So I'm going to get behind Tipperary because Brenda's going to be behind Kilkenny, you see.
Well, Kilkenny have enough now. It's time to share it out.
No, I agree with you totally, yeah. And have you got a crowd in the house now, family there who are big into the hurling?
To be honest, no, not really. We're not, we'd certainly watch the final, but we're not big GAA supporters by any means.
But will you put the flags out nonetheless?
We're not that sporty, I'm afraid.
Will you put the flags out?
I'd say the children will, but being originally from Galway, it's very difficult.
Oh, I see. I should put stick out the Galway flags. Doesn't matter. Remember the Pope came, you had the Dublin flags and you had the papal flag and you had the tricolour. So you could put out a Galway flag and a Tipperary flag and a Kilkenny flag, just in case. Anyway, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who's there at home?
My son, Michael Jr., is just home from school. My husband, Michael, is working in the office. And it's just me. The family's got very small this year. I have two girls in college as well.
Oh, I see. So what is the husband doing? You say he's working in the office. What does he do?
He works in the transport industry.
I see. Very good. And do you sound like you have a little bit of a cold or something?
I have. Nasty old throat and head cold.
Oh, no.
But it is only a head cold.
Oh.
It's not man flu, Derek.
It's not man flu. Yeah, well, you'd know all about it if I had that. Because
it's
I'd
doing
be
the rounds,
telling everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen, I hope you get better. I think a little break would suit you right down to the ground.
Absolutely. Would love it.
Well, let's see how we get on now. Is Michael Jr. MJ? Do you ever call him MJ? Does he like being called MJ?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, does Michael Jr. like... Is he going to help you?
I hope so.
Are you there? Can you hear me, Michael? Nope. Is he in the same room as you?
He's not answering anyway. I think he's afraid of getting feedback.
Oh, I see.
I warned him to keep the radio down.
Oh, he's got the radio low. Well, he can shout in, so keep doors open. I wish you the best of luck. 60 seconds to answer as many questions correctly as you possibly can. Say pass if you don't know. Don't kind of dilly-dally around the questions if you don't know. Just say pass, because the next one might suit you better. Here we go, starting from now. Which Shakespeare play is considered bad luck to name and is often referred to as the Scottish play?
Merchant of Venice.
This former American president was nicknamed Tricky Dicky. Who was he?
Richard Nixon.
He's coming to Ireland in March. Can you name this Lionel Richie classic? What Parisian metal structure initially built for an exhibition and meant to stand for 20 years is now an iconic landmark?
The Eiffel Tower.
What long-running medical TV series was set in the County General Hospital in Cook County, Chicago?
ER.
The numbers on the opposite faces of a dice always add up to the same number. What is it?
7.
Can you tell me which X Factor judge is singing here?
Nelly.
Does softwood or hardwood usually come from tropical trees?
Soft.
Softwood, you're saying there. Well, you did very well. So hang on, don't hang on. Up. Let's move on to player number two. That was player number one, and that was Claire Dillon from Thurles in County Tipperary, originally from Galway. And she's got a bit of a cold, but it's not the man flu. That's what she said.
Glad to know.
Glad to hear it. Who's player number two?
Player two is Olivia Boyle. She's in Athenry in Galway.
Olivia, how are you getting on today?
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Have you got a cold?
I have.
Oh, no. And where are you? Oh, you're from Galway?
Yes.
So maybe
right.
It's a Galwegian thing.
It must be.
Must be. And what's wrong with you, Amina? How is it manifesting itself?
No, it's just a sore throat. That's all.
It sounds pretty bad. And do you work?
I'm okay. Pardon?
Do you work?
I'm on a day off today.
Are you off sick?
No.
All right, thank God for that. Because you know if you were off sick and they heard you on the radio.
That
would be a typical Irish thing to happen now. And they'd be saying, your woman wasn't that sick. She was able to go on the radio and talk to that very good-looking guy. You know...
Jedward were in.
Yeah, Jedward were in, yeah. We were talking to, who were you telling me about earlier on? Katrina was sending me pictures earlier.
David Gandy.
Have you ever heard of David Gandy, Olivia?
No.
Right, you tell Olivia who David Gandy
is. He's a male model and he's lovely. And he was in some of the pictures over the weekend because he was in Dublin launching Marks and Spencer's underwear collection.
Yeah, so Sinead has pictures of David Gandy in his underwear. But there's a picture, I think it's in the Irish Examiner today, isn't it, of Sinead, who presents on TV3 on R&D.
Oh, yes, that was Saturday's Examiner.
Sinead, Saturday's Examiner,
Sinead
was it?
Desmond,
I just saw it on
from
the desk.
TV3. There was a great picture on the front page where she's got the microphone and she's interviewing him. And just when he turns his head, she sticks her tongue out to say, oh, he's gorgeous.
But never very good at hiding
the photographer,
her fantasies with Sinead Desmond.
The photographer caught her just at the very wrong moment. It's a brilliant picture.
Well, you know, I think she's the best looking woman on television, Sinead Desmond.
Oh.
Yeah. Next to yourself and Brenda and Miriam. But
Sinead
Desmond.
And Blondie.
Yeah, and Blondie. But currently on at the moment I'm talking about now. I think Sinead Desmond. Anyway, Olivia, so you don't know who David Gandy is, so a hot date with him wouldn't be any good for you at all.
No, absolutely not.
No. Have you got children of your own then?
I do. I have three.
And what are their names?
Emma, Anthony and Hannah.
All right. And where are they today? Are they at school or are they at
home?
They're
all in from school now. They're in the kitchen and they're all going to give me a hand.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. And tell me, were you watching the game yesterday?
I was indeed.
And were you shouting for anybody in particular?
Yes, we were shouting for Donegal.
Woohoo!
Why?
Because we lived in Donegal for 10 years and all my children were born up there.
Oh, I
see. So they're all strong Donegal supporters.
Oh, well, it wasn't to be yesterday. But anyway, it could be today. Let's see how you get on. You have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. And if you don't know the answer to a question, say pass. Are you ready?
Okay.
Olivia Boyle from Athenryan, County Galway. And you've got Anthony, Hannah and Emma in the background and they might help you out. Here we go. What was the name of William Shakespeare's wife?
Pass.
CSI is an American crime drama TV series, but what does CSI stand for?
Crime Scene Investigation.
Can you name this Lionel Richie classic?
All Night Long. Come on.
This 1973 Australian building with its sail-like roofs in a harbour setting is now an iconic landmark. Yet this iconic American singer was nicknamed the Man in Black. Who was he?
Michael Jackson.
What F is a number that divides exactly into another number?
Pat.
Can you tell me which X Factor judge is singing here?
Charles Cole.
They are long, narrow coastal inlets formed by glaciers and found in Norway and New Zealand. What are they called? What date in December is the Feast of St. Nicholas?
25th.
Transylvania, the home of Count Dracula, is in which modern-day county? Country?
Pennsylvania.
Where is it?
Norway.
No. Did I mislead you a little bit? Katrina, do I have to ask another question? Or
No, I
didn't mislead you.
Okay.
Okay, well done to you. Let's move on to player number three, if you would. Have we any men today?
We do. Player number three is a man, I think. Alan Cronin in Glanmire in Cork.
How are you, Alan? Are you there?
I am indeed.
Were you shouting at the telly yesterday for anybody?
Was I looking at the telly? I was looking at it, yeah. I watched the first half, didn't see the second half of the game, but I saw the first half.
Were you up for anybody?
I was trying to be neutral. I'm a Cork man, was trying to be neutral.
Oh, I see. Oh, very good indeed. All right.
Hard to cheer for the neighbouring counties.
Oh, and tell me, what do you do? Have you any colleagues from the neighbouring counties by any chance?
I have, yes. I played on the team. Colleague Aidan O'Mahony was on the Kerry team.
And he's a colleague of yours. He's a guard, is he?
Yeah.
And you're a guard yourself, are you?
Yeah, I'm a guard in Cork.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Very good. And any children? Are you working today? Are you off?
No, I'm finished. I was working this morning. Just back to the house now. I have Sinead, who's 19, with me. I have Patrick, who's 14, and Niamh, who's 11, and Connor, who I'm supposed to be out collecting now from rugby. And we'll be 14 tomorrow. So I've just texted him to hang on.
Well, listen, we won't delay you. We'll get straight
Happy
into
birthday.
It. Happy birthday tomorrow, Connor. 60 seconds on the clock. Alan Cronin from Glanmire in Cork. I wish you the best of luck. Starting from... Oh, hang on. I've got the questions. Where are the questions? Oh, here they are here. All right, I've got the questions. I was going to just start without any questions. Here we go. Starting from now. This Shakespeare tragedy is set in Verona and features two star-crossed lovers. What is it?
Romeo and Juliet.
What is the capital of New Zealand?
Canberra.
Can you name this Lionel Richie classic?
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that
Pass.
I just can't.
This iconic landmark was a gift to the United States from France back in 1886 and now
Statue
stands. What H was an ancient Greek physician nicknamed the father of medicine?
Hercules.
What A is the name given to an angle that is less than 90 degrees?
Acute.
Can you tell me which X Factor judge used to manage this musical act?
All right, stop!
Louis Walsh.
What S is the name given to an explosion of a star?
Pass. Pass.
Whose alter ego have been Ziggy Stardust and the Thin White Duke?
David Bowie.
The Australian coastline south of Brisbane is named after which precious metal?
Gold.
Can you identify this movie from its tagline, First Dance, First Love, The Time of Your Life?
Dirty Dancing.
What Russian video game featuring falling blocks dropping into a puzzle is one of the most popular video games ever?
Tetra.
God, well, I would have thought it was a hard question. Let's take a break. We'll be back to you shortly. More is easy. Okay, Katrina, do we have a winner?
We do indeed. Olivia Boyle in Athenry was player 2. She ended up with a score of 5 out of 10. Derek, Claire Dillon in Thurles was player number 1. She ended up with a score of 6 out of 8. But our winner today in Glanmire and Cork, Alan Cronin, is the winner. 7 out of 12 right and wrong answers going up on the website after the show.
Well done. 4.
Mooney on RTE Radio 1.
With Kleenex. Where's your Kleenex when you need